Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And what an absolutely glorious Saturday afternoon it is here in Southern Arizona. Fellow foodies, Matt Russell broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KNST AM 790 from the beautiful, majestic compound of Clear Channel Media and Entertainment on Fort Lowell and Oracle. And we have an amazingly delicious show lined up for you today. And listen, I am so glad that you have tuned in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock. Whether you're tuning in here on KNST AM 790, maybe you're dialing in right now on our website on themenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the millions that streams worldwide on the iHeartRadio network. No matter where you are, I am so glad you are here. And you know what, fellow foodies? You know who else is glad that you're here? Our celebrity co-host for the full hour. Now look, we haven't had this guy on the show in a long time. You know why? Because he's so busy to get to. I mean, he's always on the road. He's a man about town. He's the founder and the publisher of TucsonNightOut.com. Mr. Jerry Heinze is back. Jerry, what's going on?
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. We got a great show, Jerry.
We do.
You know what? I think that that the gluten-free story is a story that is not widely told enough. Okay, so we can talk about the statistics and the incidence of people that are touched by celiac disease, that are touched with gluten sensitivities. But we really wanted to shout from the rooftops, Jerry Heinze, about all the great places there are here in Southern Arizona that cater to gluten-free patrons. And let's be honest, when it comes to an opinion leader in the gluten-free community, Jerry Heinze, you're right at the top of the list, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
So we've got Pat Hirsch from the Southern Arizona Celiac Support Group. She's going to be calling in in a little bit, talking about what kinds of things are going on in the community, what restaurants are doing great things for the gluten-free community. We're actually going to be talking to the lovely Aaron Araujo, the general manager of the Sauce Pizza and Wine over there in Campbell Plaza. You know, Sauce recently just rolled out a whole new lineup of gluten-free pizza. And in fact, Aaron has brought in some of that pizza for us to enjoy, Jerry.
I can't wait. I've already tried one myself, too.
Did you try the one that she brought in?
Because I did not.
I haven't had any yet, Jerry. Anyway, what have you been up to, man?
Well, you know, busy, busy, busy. I tell you, it's I get a few things that I want to be sure and mention today about Tucson Night Out, stuff
yes.
we got going on. One is Acacia. This weekend is doing a fundraiser, you know, for the Granite Mountain firefighters.
Right.
They're donating 10% of their proceeds this weekend. So if you get a chance, if you're going to go out to eat tonight, you're going to go out for brunch tomorrow or something, go to Acacia. Support them. Support this movement.
That's great. Chef nice. Albert Hall, Acacia, Real Food and Cocktails up there in Skyline and Campbell. Great tip.
Yep. And then it was kind of a nice segue because the other thing I want to talk about is the site. It's what we're doing with our site. Something that's kind of new is that we've added videos to our site.
Oh, fantastic!
And if you video, I mean, if you know, you know videos. If you've seen videos, everybody's seen videos, but you can tell a story with videos that you can't tell any other way.
Right, especially when you're talking about food and beverage.
Oh,
I had the opportunity to watch a couple of the videos that you put up there, and I really want to honor the time that we need to talk about Tucson Night Out because I think it's really, really, you know, the destination multimedia portal for things that are going on not only in the nighttime but across the Southern Arizona landscape. But I love the energy that you've created with some of these videos. How can people see these?
Well, that's just go to TucsonNightOut.com. You go to the restaurant page. Right now, we're going to have one on the bar pretty soon. We're doing RJ's Replays. We'll have one up there. But on the restaurant page, right at the top, there's a couple of rotating slides. You can just pick there, and any profile that has the word video next to it has a video that you can watch.
And one of the things I want to make sure that our listeners, when they hear about the video and they go see the video, these are, when you think about video, you pull out your iPhone and you shoot, you know, some footage in the kitchen or behind the bar. These are professionally produced, almost short films, Jerry Heinze.
I got to give a plug in for Groundwork Promotions. I mean, an awesome group that I just happened to run across, and we hit it off right from the beginning. Had something to do with the fact that we're both University of Illinois grads, possibly. But beyond that, they've done a super job. I mean, the research that goes into it, too, it's not, and like you say, it's not just taking out a phone or a camera and shooting some video and stuff. I've seen that sort of thing, but it's research. We sit down, we talk to the owners, we find out their story, we find out, really, you know, what's going on with this? Why is this place here? Why did you want to open a restaurant? You know, it's the real heart and soul of these things. And then that's what we try to bring out and put out on these videos so people can really get a feel for this place before you ever walk in the door.
I love it. And, you know, I can almost guarantee when you watch the video that you did at Acacia, I mean, you will be making reservations to go there that evening. Now, didn't you just do something recently at East Coast Super Subs?
East Coast Super Subs. East Coast Super Subs is probably the best or the least known best sub shop in Tucson. It really is. It's kind of a hidden away. It's close to university, close to Broadway. It's easy to find. But if you haven't been there, if you haven't heard of it, you just don't know what kind of a place it is.
Yeah, I mean, for people that were raised on East Coast cuisine like myself, and maybe thinking about Great Jersey Subs, there's a way you do an East Coast sub or a hoagie that you just can't find, very many places out here. And these guys got it nailed.
Oh, yeah. And I love the one part about it, too, and if you saw on the video, is that, you know, it starts with the bread. You got to have the right bread, the right recipe. So we brought the recipe out here. But, you know, recipes don't transfer from the East Coast to Tucson. It's just because of the water, the air, the altitude stuff. He ended up going to 7 different bakers to find somebody. He ended up with a French baker making Italian bread. But he's the one that got it right.
But it works.
That's right.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
So we're talking to Jerry Heinze, the founder and publisher of Tucson Night Out. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour on this special broadcast edition of On the Menu Live, reporting on all the great things happening on the gluten-free landscape. We're going to be talking to a number of folks in the community that are making news in the gluten-free world. But Tucson Night Out, Jerry Heinze, for someone that is really not familiar with Tucson Night Out, talk a little bit about the concept and the vision.
Well, the idea is for you to be able to search Tucson Night Out to find restaurants, bars, entertainment, live music, and all locally owned places too. Because that's our little niche, is that we do only the locally owned places. So you can search if you're looking for a restaurant. You go in and you can search by the cuisine. So you can choose that. Do I want Italian? Do I want pizza? Do I want barbecue? And then you can search by the part of town that you're looking for, limited to all of town or a couple parts of town. So it's easy to pick what you're looking for, find the place you're looking for, and then choose from there. Look at the profiles, find out the information about it. Hopefully we'll have lots and lots and lots more videos along the way pretty soon. But so that's the concept behind it. So it's to plan your night out. I know I want to include days too, but you can plan your day too. But
so it's TucsonNightOut.com. It's Tucson Night Out on Facebook. It's Tucson Night Out on Twitter. I'm sure it's Tucson Night Out on
Instagram,
and
even Pinterest. We're everywhere. You got to be
thousands
everywhere.
Thousands and thousands of people have leapt right into the lap of Jerry Heinze to find out exactly what's going on in this community. So thank you for everything that you do in this community to keep us all informed on what's going on, not only when the sun's shining high, but when the sun goes down. I think Tucson Night Out has really become the go-to place, really on a daily basis, to find out what's going on, who's making news, and what you can do to keep yourself busy. Well, speaking of barbecue, we've got about a minute left before we go to a commercial, but you brought in some goodies here. Where did you have lunch today?
I had lunch at Mr. K's today. With Ms. K, with Rhonda.
Yep.
And we were just talking about them, getting them on the site and getting their pictures, their information, their specials all up on there. And Matt just happened to be reading a Facebook post and said, hey, drop off a little bit on the way there.
So
in the studio.
And here you brought the goodies. We've got some beautiful barbecue chicken, some pulled pork, which I'm about to throw into my mouth.
Throw it in your mouth.
The brisket. Okay, well, you got to talk while I
eat.
I will. Love Rhonda Kendrick. I love Mr. K's. And a big plug, we're going to be doing our show live from Mr. K's on August the 17th, so you don't want to miss that. But this barbecue is just killer, Jerry.
Go ahead. And the good thing about it, and we're going to work with Rhonda a little bit more, is that most of the things that they have there are gluten-free. They have some non-gluten-free items on the menu, but their meats are all gluten-free. Their sauces are homemade. They're all gluten-free. So you can eat there gluten-free. But we're going to work with them a little bit more on making sure that we know the parts of the ingredients that are gluten-free and making sure that things are served in a gluten-friendly manner. So watch for Mr. K's to be a lot more gluten-friendly here in the future.
I couldn't have said it any better myself. And I couldn't have said it myself because I had a mouthful of pulled pork. Anyway, Jerry Heinze, thanks for bringing the goods from Mr. K's Barbecue.
Pleasure.
Absolutely love it. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be getting the top of the news in the gluten-free community from Patricia Hirsch from Southern Arizona Celiac Support Group. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790. Don't go away.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at the KNST studio on Fort Lowell and Oracle. Having a great time with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the founder and publisher of TucsonNightOut.com, Jerry Heinze.
Hey, Matt.
Do I have barbecue sauce going down
the
chain?
No, you're okay.
You know, speaking of gluten-free, we want to make sure that we bring in our next guest in an appropriate setting. And I realized it is now 15 minutes after 4, and I have not yet had an alcoholic or a spirituous beverage. Clearly, there must be a misunderstanding here, but I'm here to make good. We're actually enjoying a lovely gluten-free beer right now that I picked up at Total Wine on the way over because I wanted to make this an authentic as possible segment. But we're drinking a Greens Amber Ale. I will say to you, Jerry Heinze, to Aaron Araujo from Sauce, to Casey, our beautiful board operator, salute to all of you, and let's try gluten-free beer here.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me just say right away to anybody that does not think it's possible to have a great-tasting beer and gluten-free beer in the same sentence, I challenge you to change your mindset. This is a delicious beverage.
It is absolutely, and I've probably tried them all because I had to and because I wanted to, but Greens makes absolutely one of the best. And they have more than this one, more than the Amber Ale, but they have a few different ones. And Greens is fabulous.
This is really good. So it's Greens Amber Ale, all-natural discovery, a product of Belgium. Yes. So these guys know a thing or two about beer.
They do. And the Europeans are definitely ahead of us in gluten-free beers.
Now, this is great, and it's made from millet, buckwheat, rice, and sorghum. So if your doctor tells you you're not getting enough millet or sorghum in your diet, have we got a beer for you?
We got a source.
Anyway, this is really good stuff. Anyway, well, let's bring on our next guest. You know, there are people that are in this community that really work tirelessly to providing options and alternatives and news and really great news and delicious news for people in this community that are touched by either celiac disease or gluten sensitivities. And from the Southern Arizona Celiac Support Group, longtime board member and my good friend Patricia Hirsch is on the phone with us. Hey, Pat.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Pat.
Matt D here. Hi, Jerry. Say, I'll drink to that. That's
Danver Ale, man. I kind of wish you were sitting here and enjoying it with us, but actually I don't because it's all gone.
Oh, no.
So yeah. we drank it pretty quickly here. But anyway, great to have you on the show for this special gluten-free broadcast of On the Menu Live. And I wanted to give you a chance to come on the air and talk a little bit about the organization, because every time I go onto your website and read your newsletters, I'm just captivated by all the great things, all the great news that's coming out of the group, and I wanted to make sure that everybody within earshot knows all about it. Before we get into kind of the nitty-gritty and all the kind of great events that you have going on, tell us a little bit, Patricia Hirsch, about the Southern Arizona Celiac Support Group.
Well, we're dedicated to assisting Southern Arizona residents and visitors with celiac disease and dermatitis herpetiformis, which is the actual disease itself. It's just the skin manifestation of celiac disease.
Hmm.
And celiac disease is characterized by, this is just a few symptoms, anemia, diarrhea or constipation, cramps, bloating, gas, depression, edema, which is swellings, fatigue, heartburn, infertility, irritable bowel syndrome, migraines, osteoporosis, skin problems, thyroid problems, and about 250 more.
My goodness. And when people think about gluten sensitivity and celiac, of course, the first thing they think of is, you know, stomach upset. But this is so much more than a stomach reaction to wheat. I mean, the toll that this disease takes in the body, the magnitude of that, you just can't discount.
Yes, indeed. And the body includes the brain. So there are lots of neurological symptoms. And believe it or not, mental health issues that go along with celiac disease. I mentioned depression as being one of the most common, but now they're saying that schizophrenics will benefit by a gluten-free diet to the point where they are more cognitive, less symptomatic with their own diseases. So what probably is the easiest way to say it is that many, many of the other illnesses that we have can be thought of more and more as symptoms of celiac disease.
Wow.
And it's all because of that culprit, gluten, which is the protein that's in wheat, rye, and barley.
And thank goodness it's not in millet and sorghum, because we're still enjoying this beer. Now, let me just say that there are people, Patricia Hirsch, that I know in this community that neither have celiac disease nor have a gluten sensitivity, but they have adopted a gluten-free lifestyle because they tell me that they just feel healthier. I mean, they're not doing it because of a doctor's order, but they're just saying if you rid your body of wheat, it's amazing how much better you're going to feel, even if you're not touched by the disease.
And that's because they're smart. They're smart enough to pay attention to what their body is telling them. And what their body is telling them is that this stuff doesn't agree with me. We find out now that the reason it doesn't agree with us is even if you don't have celiac disease or gluten sensitivity, which is a different thing, we're finding out that the human body just doesn't get along with gluten from wheat, rye, and barley. And that's because the protein molecule that is in that gluten is too large for the human blood cell to absorb properly. So every one of us, healthy or not, are being adversely affected by gluten. Sometimes we just are, we don't know it. And sometimes we'll live a long life eating it, and then all of a sudden something will happen, and boom, you get the diagnosis or you get the symptoms.
And,
and sometimes you can have symptoms that are silent, that you can't feel and know about, but later on down the line, you get sick with something serious that can't be reversed. So it's an exciting time to be alive because we're really unlocking a lot of mysteries about our health issues.
And I think the Southern Arizona Celiac Support Group is unlocking mysteries in and of yourselves because, again, you keep the content fresh on the website and the newsletter. And as Jerry and I were talking right before we went on the air today, there's so many good things going on that people that are touched by the disease or that have these sensitivities can really rejoice, can really celebrate. Now, we are going to be talking with Aaron Araujo, the general manager of Sauce Pizza and Wine, in the second half of the show. They've just rolled out a new line of gluten-free pizzas, but share with us a little bit, if you will, Pat Hirsch, about some of the other restaurants in town that that people that have gluten sensitivities can feel confident in patronizing.
Well, it's exciting because when I double-checked your website, Matt, I saw that Tucson Originals is one of your sponsors.
Indeed.
So many of the Tucson Originals restaurants are getting on board, and they're getting it. They're really knowing it. There's Delectables downtown on 6th. There's the Lotus Garden over at Speedway near Wilmont. The Mexican restaurant El Chato, especially the one on
downtown
Oracle. Well, the downtown one, but I live in the Northwest, so yep. The Oracle one is the one I frequent. And there's, what's the name of that Indian one, Jerry? There,
Saffron. About Oracle? Yeah, Saffron.
Wonderful.
Very good.
Yeah. And even the Gourmet Girls. I mean, let's
give our good friends.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, that's a legitimate gluten-free establishment. I mean, that's the serious stuff right there. So there is a great many opportunities for people to enjoy a wonderful meal and not have to feel worried or nervous about the fact that they might have this bad reaction. Now, do you have a section of your website that's dedicated to the restaurants and perhaps maybe some reviews from some of your members?
Yes, absolutely we do. If anybody wants to go to our homepage, on the left of the menu on the homepage, we have several different categories. The calendar, recipes, we've got a really nice dining club, dining news, GF shopping and rest resources. I'll say GF. Everybody's starting to know what GF means.
That's right.
It means gluten free.
Right on.
But it also means good food.
Oh, that a girl.
Yeah.
Very, very
good
nice.
Food.
Now, before people, you forget, make sure that we know exactly how people can find this website. What's the website address?
Absolutely. It is Southern Arizona Celiac Support .org. And everybody knows how to spell Southern Arizona and support. But the word celiac is spelled C-E-L-I-A-C.
Wonderful.
So you want to say Southern Arizona, C-E-L-I-A-C, support.org. It is just chock full. We have such a super webmaster who keeps us so involved, keeps us up to date with all the news feeds about what's happening with the gluten-free health-wise and restaurant and food-wise. I think probably, as you mentioned, the newsletters would be a good primer for anybody who would like to know more, because it's, in layman's terms, easy to understand, and it has all the local news in it. We've got photos. We're really excited about our new children's group called Cell Kids, CEL-KIDS, and you can access that from our the homepage of our website as well. We've got a new mascot named Basil K, this celiac koala, and he is a koala bear who wears a big pin that says, "Ask me about celiac." And you know that koalas have a very restricted diet, so they already understand, since they can only tolerate eucalyptus leaves, they know how hard it can be, but they make lemons into lemonade, just the way we do at Celiac Support.
I love it. It's a wealth of information on this website. I want to encourage all of our listeners to go find Southern Arizona Celiac Support online. You have a very large and growing Facebook community. And when I say community, I want to say that's with a capital C. You have really worked tirelessly, Patricia Hirsch, and the Southern Arizona Celiac Support Group, to create this community to make sure that people are confident in the options across town, to make sure that there is constantly good news to share, continuing to provide opportunities for meetings and for events and special occasions and dine outs and round tables and all this great stuff. And it's just so encouraging to know that you have dedicated yourselves to public awareness, and not only just awareness, but solution. And for that, Pat Hirsch, I salute you.
Well, thank you very much. Can I squeeze in one thing more?
You take it away.
We've worked with a wonderful group called Tucson Meet Yourself. Now we'll be starting with our fifth year. And we'll be there because we want to tell the people who come to Tucson Meet Yourself, which is often known as Tucson Eat Yourself.
Yes.
100,000 people sweep through downtown 3 days in October every year. And each year, the leaders at Tucson Meet Yourself welcome celiac support and gluten-free options with open arms every time. We have a different, 1 year we'll have a booth. 1 year we will be inspiring the food vendors to consider serving gluten-free correctly without cross-contamination.
Right.
Next year it will be the cultural kitchen, this October will be featured in the cultural kitchen. So we're trying to network with different agencies and events that aren't necessarily involved with celiac, so that it becomes the household word, and so that we know what GF really means and why it's so important.
Well, again, GF stands for
gluten-free.
Stands for good food. And again, thank you so much for all that you've done. And we'll get you back on the show for an update later down the road.
Well, I'd love that. And good luck to Jerry with that Tucson night out. That is so exciting.
Woo-hoo!
And with your show too, Matt.
Thank you so much, Pat Hirsch.
Thank you, Pat.
From Southern
You're
Arizona
welcome.
Celiac Support. Thanks so much. Wow, Jerry, there's just never a shortage of content over there at that group, and I have to credit you, sir, for being the first person in this community to introduce me to Southern Arizona Celiac Support, because you have a great history with the organization as well.
Good, yeah, I do. When I was diagnosed 5 years ago now, is that, I started looking for resources myself, and I came across them and started contacting them, and it worked out real well. Not only did I learn about it, I got very involved with my history in the restaurant business, that, I said, well, there are some things I think I can do and help some of these other restaurants and educate them. And I've done kitchen inspections for the group, and I continue to do, like we were talking about with Rhonda and
right.
Gaze, being able to do that. So it's one of the things that we did talk about that we like to do, is so we want to help the restaurants. If the restaurant is looking for some way that they can have gluten-free or become gluten-friendly or have some gluten-free options, we're there to help them, so we can show them how to do things better in their kitchen, how to work with their recipes, how to serve things, because there's a lot involved with it. We talked about cross-contamination. It's
right.
real easy to contaminate the food with gluten, by just the handling it here and handling it there.
Yeah, and one of the functions that we talked about with Pat Hirsch that I really like is this listing of restaurants that in some capacity, in some context, have gluten-free. But it's also interactive. So if you've gone to one of these restaurants and you've experienced no bad reaction, the group wants to hear from you. You want to post that. And in fact, on the alternate side, if you did get some sort of an uneasy feeling or some sort of a negative reaction, they want to hear about it as well.
And the restaurants do too.
Exactly.
They do not, you know, not contact the restaurant, because you need to get them and let them know what that you had an experience so they can understand it. They can work that out.
That sounds great. Our gluten-free fun continues here on the Menu Live. We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple more sponsors. And when we come back, it's about sauce. It's about pizza. It's about wine. It's about Erin Araujo, and she is right here live from Sauce, Pizza, and Wine. You don't want to miss it. Don't go away. You'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from KNST AM 790 in the lovely Clear Channel building on a beautiful Saturday afternoon with my celebrity co-host for the full hour from TucsonNightOut.com. Jerry Heinze is back.
I'm still here.
The aroma in the studio is very difficult for me to put into words. I mean, I just don't. I mean, we've got barbecue.
Yep.
We got pizza. We got
yep.
cream corn.
We got beer.
We got barbecued beans. We got beer. Help me with a segue. How do we go from aroma to, you know, we got sauce, pizza, and wine here.
Tasty.
Just absolutely tasty with a capital T. And speaking of tasty, let me give a very quick, almost newsflash update on the Tasty Cake situation. Now, fellow foodies, you read in my column in Inside Tucson Business a few weeks ago that Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks over there on North Campbell, there was a little misunderstanding with the distributors of the Tasty Cakes. Now, this is a Philadelphia confection that's been around since the early 1900s, and Frankie sells about 2,000 of these Tasty Cakes a month at Frankie's. And long story short, Tasty Cakes was purchased by a big multinational global food conglomerate, and all of a sudden, because of that development, Tasty Cakes no longer were shipping to Southern Arizona, which means that overnight, fellow foodies, Frankie was not able to sell Tasty Cakes, and Jerry, his customers, were outraged.
It was a disaster.
Outraged. So I wrote the column in Inside Tucson Business, and we told the story first, and we were very happy to be able to do that, and then the ball started rolling. Rita Conley from Tucson Weekly and the Well-Fed Foodie on Facebook, she wrote a couple of articles. Channel 4 KVOA, they sent a news crew to Frankie's to talk to him about this obvious misguided decision by the Tasty Baking Company in Philadelphia. People started writing letters and tweeting and texting, and Tasty Cakes in Philadelphia said, enough is enough. And we are happy to report to your fellow foodies that Tasty Cakes will now once again be returning to Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks here in Tucson, I think within, oh, listen to the applause, within only 2 weeks' time. And Jerry, I think I'm going to be first in line.
You can be.
I need to have a Tasty Cake.
I unfortunately won't be able to partake
unless it's made with sorghum and buckwheat and millet.
There you go.
But millet cakes just doesn't have a ring to it like Tasty Cake. Anyway, I wanted to report on that good news. A little bit of a diversion from our gluten-free agenda, but now we are back, and what a great time to bring in our featured guest from Sauce Pizza and Wine, from the remarkable company called Fox Restaurant Concepts, the general manager of Sauce in the Campbell Plaza. Erin Araujo is here with us.
Hello, Matt. Thank you so much for having me.
Look at the smile, Jerry. I mean, this is a woman that loves her job.
Hey, no, it's great.
Ear-to-ear grin coming off of you. Well, I can guess why. I mean, you get to walk in to Sauce, Pizza, and Wine every day and somehow call it work.
This is true. What a dream I'm living.
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about the relationship with Sauce and the gluten-free community and what you guys have done as kind of innovators in the kitchen to produce, I think, a standout gluten-free option. But let's get to know Sauce a little bit more. You know, some of our listeners perhaps might not have been there, kind of understand exactly what this whole thing is all about. Tell us a little bit about Sauce Pizza and Wine.
Well, Sauce Pizza and Wine, we specialize in gourmet thin crust pizzas. We also offer a variety of salads, fresh baked pastas, paninis, homemade soups. So we've got it all. We have a fairly extensive list for a fast casual restaurant of beer and wine as well, all bottled, as well as, you know, our Pepsi fountain and several other bottled beverages.
Right, right. So, now, when you say thin crust, so there's this spectrum of thin crust on the pizza spectrum. So you got your, you got your cracker crust, you've got your Neapolitan style. Where does the crust at Sauce Pizza and Wine fall on that spectrum?
Well, to tell you the truth, you actually, the two comments that we most usually get are that it is Neapolitan style for those that are familiar with it. We describe it, for those who aren't, more like a cracker type crust. However, it is still doughy and chewy.
And that's what you want. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that for the record. That's what you want with a pizza. Now, I know that that's a very subjective comment, and I love Chicago style pizza, and you know, no one does it better in this galaxy than Rocco's does. But anyway, when it comes to this Neapolitan, now we're talking about thin kind of cracker crust. It doesn't take long to cook these babies in the oven.
Oh, no, it doesn't. 6, 7, 8 minutes and you're good.
A 6 or 7 minute pizza, Jerry.
I know, it's fabulous. It's really, I'm amazed every time I go there how fast you get, you order your food, you sit down, you get your drink, and then the next thing you know, your food's right in front of you.
And it's not like you got a lineup of this kind of pizza and that kind of pizza sitting under a hot lamp waiting for someone to order.
Oh, no, sir. No, dough is rolled out fresh, made to order.
Great. And so what kind of oven do you have there at Sauce? I mean,
it is a brick oven. It's not wood fired, although there is a flame and some faux logs inside the oven. That's more for decorative purposes. It is
mood.
A brick oven.
Yeah, yes. Setting a little mood. Yeah.
But going back to your point about those who may not necessarily enjoy a thinner crust pizza, we have in the last couple of years developed a thicker hand stretched crust as well. One for takeout. Thin crust can cool off relatively quickly.
Exactly.
So if you're taking something to go, you know, the thicker crust stays warmer longer. And also for those that just enjoy a little bit chewier, doughier crust on their pizza.
That's beautiful. Now you say hand stretched.
Hand stretched.
By trained Fox Restaurant Concepts hands.
Like no other.
I mean, that's happening right there at all the sauces.
Right in front
in
of you.
Company.
You can see it in the open kitchen, flour flying, although not into the gluten-free area.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I love the exhibition style nature of the kitchen where you have it all out for everyone to see. Because look, let's face it. That's so much a part of the dining experience. You know, when you order a pizza, you don't want to, you know, sort of take their word for it that they're, you know, making a great pizza. You want to see it come together.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why that oven is such a landmark part of the experience.
Oh, and kids love watching. We have all the time. Parents are holding their kids over that counter saying, oh, look at the fire. Is that my pizza in there? It's a great experience for everybody.
I love it. So you've got a number of sort of artisan craft pizzas there at Sauce. What's the standout? I mean, is there one pizza that just sort of leaps off the menu that says, you know, this is why people are coming?
You know, it depends on how adventurous you're feeling. We do have some that are slightly more mainstream. We've got pepperoni to please the masses. One of the ones I brought with me today is a rosemary potato pizza. It has spinach,
beautiful.
Feta, olive tapenade. That one's great. Tons of flavor. Great vegetarian option. Our newest pizza is a spicy chicken sausage with roasted poblano peppers, which
had
is great.
Had about 2 weeks ago.
Did you? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's got a little kick to it. We've never really had hot peppers before, so this kind of fills that gap there. Those are probably my top three favorites.
Yeah, great pizzas. And for those that want to explore other parts of the menu, I mean, you've got these killer salads that are just, I don't have a menu in front of me, but there's a turkey, I think it's
turkey with
feta
avocados,
cheese.
Almonds.
Just beautiful. And the time that and the intention that is required to put salads like that together. Again, every single salad fresh, scratch made for your guest. I mean, this is no just spring side salad. These are beautiful entrees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the vegetables are, you know, washed and hand chopped in the morning, you know, fresh every day. So it really, I've worked with the company for a long, long time. I eat a salad every single day and love it. I haven't gotten sick of it. It's beautiful.
You eat a Sauce salad every single day.
Yes, not solely.
I love it.
I enjoy pizza and pasta as well. However, I got to get my veggies, and it's a great place to get them. So
that's great. So let's talk a little bit about your commitment to providing more alternatives.
Sure.
For people that like Jerry Heinze and like other folks in the community that have some limitations, some culinary dietary limitations. Talk to us a little bit about how the idea came together to do something a little bit more innovative for the gluten-free community.
You know, it's something that was brought up to us in our company quite a few years ago. I'd say 2 or 3 years ago, you know, probably when emphasis was being put on this issue to start with. And it took our company a while to develop the right product. We wanted to make sure that once we rolled it out, it would be, you know, widely received. We would get great feedback, which is what we've been experiencing. And we'd have a really, really great option for those guests that do suffer from whether it be dietary restrictions or allergies, any of those sorts of things. And we found it. It's been great. And in addition to that, not only do those guests with celiac or whatever dietary restrictions they have come to enjoy those pizzas, any of our regular diet guests can get it, and they enjoy it too. We have some that prefer it. They come to Sauce specifically for gluten-free, although they don't necessarily require it. So
yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because a couple of weeks ago, someone called me and said, you know, I went to Sauce, I heard about their gluten-free pizzas. I actually like the taste, and they don't have celiac, they're not have any dietary restrictions, but they prefer it because it's this, again, and I think it's almost this shock result that, again, you're not expecting a gluten-free item to actually have a wonderful taste. And I think 5 years ago, Jerry, that was the case.
Yeah, exactly. 5 years ago, it had a lot of the gluten-free products where it just did not have taste. And, or, you know, cardboard was the crust and the box that it came in.
But boy, things have changed.
Things have changed. They're so much better. So much better today.
That's great. So talk about, you know, all the pizzas that you have on the menu. Can each of those pizzas be prepared with a gluten-free version?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Every single one of our gourmet pizzas on the menu can be prepared on the gluten-free crust. There is a slight upcharge for it, but it's $2, and, you know, in some places it could be upwards of that. So we feel that it's a very fair value. And again, based on the feedback that we've received, it's a very good option and a good value and a good choice for those that need it.
That's fantastic. So the crust does not have any wheat.
The crust does not. It is made out of rice flour, tapioca flour, and potato starch, as well as, you know, your typical water, oil, salt, yeast. So that's it. You know, a few simple ingredients to substitute for the gluten type of flour that we do use for our other pizzas. And the rest of the toppings are the same.
So. Wonderful. You know, we're actually going to be giving one of our listeners, there's going to be one lucky listener at the end of the show who's going to have an opportunity to call in and guess the answer to a trivia question. The first person that calls in with the right answer is going to be Aaron Araujo's guest at Sauce to experience this wonderful place, this wonderful pizza, almost, you know, wine bistro kind of atmosphere, this, you know, the energy, it's alive, and I just love Sauce. And if they want to go gluten-free, they can do it. If not, you can, you know, tee them up another part of the menu, but one of our listeners is going to get a chance to experience Sauce themselves, perhaps for the first, perhaps for the 20th time, but it's going to be Aaron Araujo's personal privilege to host you on your next visit. So anyway, you've made some very bold claims here, Aaron Araujo. And this is a show that is about authenticity.
All right.
You've brought in some pizzas. The very discriminating palate of Jerry Heinze is is here. Should he? Well, no, he just came back from a huge barbecue lunch. He might not even be hungry.
I can make room.
He can make room.
It's
okay.
Pizza.
So we're going to dive in. Talk about what you brought for us.
All right. So I brought a plain pepperoni pizza. I wanted you guys to try that because everybody knows what pepperoni pizza tastes like. So I figure that would be a good platform to really highlight the gluten-free crust that it sits on. The second is one that I spoke of previously, the rosemary potato pizza. The reason I chose that one, not only for the flavors and the toppings, but because of the potato starch in the gluten-free crust itself, I feel like the potatoes on the pizza play very nicely, and it goes very naturally with the crust that they lie on.
I love it when potatoes play. At Sauce, the potatoes are playing. This is a full-service operation she has. Okay, so right away, we like to take a look at our dish. The first thing we notice is, okay, you hear gluten-free, you hear different. You look at this pizza, and guess what, Aaron Araujo? It looks like a pizza.
It's picture perfect.
Fear not, fellow foodies. We are in good hands. So a lovely thin cracker crust. It's got a little bit of that blackened char around the edges, which is what I really look for. The pepperoni has been intentionally placed. There looks like a fair amount of cheese on here. It's the crust is holding up, and I'm going in.
Go for it.
And, you know, one thing I do want to mention while you dig in over there, for our gluten-free pizzas, we do add a little bit of extra sauce and cheese to them. We feel that crust can hold up to it, and we really want you to taste the flavors in addition to the crust.
Okay, so, again, you got the crispiness of that crust, maintaining some of that chew in there, which is so important for me anyway, and just the finish of the richness of that cheese and the sweet of that sauce. This is a great pizza, Aaron.
Oh, excellent.
And it's gluten-free.
100%, I promise.
I feel better already. I mean, this is just an exceptional pizza. Casey's here wondering what in the world she has to do to get some of this. It's making its way over there. Don't you worry. Okay, pepperoni pizza, a classic pie, gluten-free, absolutely delicious. Where are we going next?
So let's go over to the rosemary potato pizza. I'm sure you can smell it from where you're sitting. That rosemary is very powerful on top. It's got a nice olive tapenade spread about it as well, which is a little spread made of Kalamata olives and olive oil. Got some salty feta cheese and some delicious sauteed spinach to finish it off.
Okay, and what I love about it, again, the presentation is so important in this business. And the potato is so paper thin. I mean, it's almost like a carpaccio.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it almost seems like a disservice to even eat the darn thing. It really is a beautiful pizza.
It is.
All right, I'm going in. This is the part where you have to talk, Jerry.
I know. I already had my bite. It was fabulous. Mm. It's very good. I love it. In fact, that's one of the things I like about sauce and their pizzas is that you could go to most pizza places and get your typical pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, you know, but you have such a nice variety of different toppings for your pizzas. So you can you can have your typical pepperoni, but you can get things like potato and spinach.
Sure. And yeah. You can build your own, too, if there's something that you crave.
Oh, you
can. We can do that for you as well, sure.
Oh, great. So if you want to play, you know, Chef Christopher
and do
you know, take it on yourself, you know, watch out, Chef. He's shaking in his shoes. Here comes another wannabe foodie. But anyway, it's the textures and it's the different flavors that come together that I think your culinary team is renowned for. And when you think about artistry, sometimes you don't think about artistry manifesting in a pizza, but this is art. And let's just call it what it is, Aaron Araujo. This is artistry, and it's done thoughtfully and intentionally, especially when you're meeting the needs of people that live with significant limitations. This is just beautiful.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we do. We put a lot of heart and soul into what we do. And I do want to mention, you know, we talked about the other gluten-free options. We do have 4 specific salads on the menu that already come gluten-free. However, any of our salads can be made gluten-free if you eliminate, you know, Caesar has croutons, Caprese salad has a crostini in it.
Right.
But you can ask for those items to be left off. So our entire salad menu can be gluten-free. We also make our own soups every day, 2 of which are naturally gluten-free. Our chicken noodle can be. We put the noodles in to serve it. So if you want it gluten-free, we can just leave the noodles out and not serve it. There's no cross-contamination. So,
great.
You know, pizza, salad, soup, we got it all.
And you do it with a smile. You know, I love it. You come in, you have this request, and it's done with a smile. You know, it almost like you have this philosophy that it's all about the customer.
It is. You know, the hospitality is not only the service you receive on the floor. It's the product that you're dining on as well. You know, it's great. We put it into every single avenue of what we do. And it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to serve our community. It's a pleasure to have these options for people that have the restrictions or, you know, haven't had the opportunities that other people have for such a long time. So,
that's great. You speak with great passion. You speak with great pride about Sauce, Pizza, and Wine, about Fox Restaurant Concepts. And we're going to be finding out a little bit more from you, Aaron Araujo, about how Sauce is getting us through the summer in a way that doesn't break the bank. We're going to be talking about that in a minute or two. But we want to give away a gift certificate to somebody to come in and experience Sauce for themselves.
All right. I've got one in my hot hands.
What's our trivia question of the week?
All right. So we want to know from our listeners, what year was Fox Restaurant Concepts established and with what restaurant?
What year was Fox Restaurant Concepts established and with what restaurant? Great question. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win a Fox Restaurant Concepts Sauce gift card for yourself. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is the rosemary and potato-infused Matt Russell, broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of Clear Channel. We're on KNST AM 790, and we are enjoying some lovely gluten-free pizza from Sauce, Pizza and Wine, with our celebrity co-host, Jerry Heinze from Tucson Night Out.
And if you could only see Matt, if it was only for TV, you could see Matt trying to ingest that pizza, chew quickly, and swallow before he has to speak. It's so entertaining.
Knowing that we've got 4 seconds left before we go live.
Chew and swallow.
I'm back. That's right. And we're also here at the general manager of Sauce in the Campbell Plaza location, Aaron Araujo, who seems to be making a lot of friends here on a Saturday afternoon. How fun.
Yeah. Pizza is a good handshake.
Very good. So we got a caller on the line who thinks that she might know the answer to the question. We'll say hi to Sandy. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing great.
So, all right, inquiring minds want to know, Sandy, we wanted to find out, when was Fox Restaurant Concepts founded and with what restaurant?
My guess is 2007 with Sauce.
2007 with Sauce. Aaron, what do you say?
Well, Sandy, that is a great guess. I wish Sauce could have been the first Fox restaurant, but you're not quite right.
Oh,
nuts.
Anyway, Sandy, thanks so much for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a Fox Restaurant Concepts gift card. You can take it into Sauce and have a wonderful gluten-free pizza or a traditional pizza, a great salad, a wonderful panini, some, I think, some rare wines that you just wouldn't expect to find at a pizza place. And you can do that if you call us here, 880-KNST, 880-5678. Again, the question is, what year was Fox Restaurant Concepts founded, and what was the first restaurant? So while we're waiting for another caller, Sauce has a great summer deal that goes on seemingly every summer. I couldn't get through summer without it. Talk about the summer special.
Oh, Matt, you are referring to our summer sampler, also known as the 2 for $20. You're correct. We do offer it every summer. It includes a pizza, a salad, 2 glasses of wine for $20 plus tax.
That's unbelievable.
It's great. And you know, you can get a gluten-free salad, a gluten-free pizza, and we do have a gluten-free beer as an option as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Glad you mentioned that.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We feature our Widmer Brothers Omission Lager. So
delicious beer.
Very good beer.
You know, a perfect complement to the gluten-free meal. Anyway, we've got another caller who thinks that they might know the answer to the question. Robert, what say you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. What's the answer? What year was Fox Restaurant Concepts founded?
Well, this is just a guess, but I'm going to say 2004 with North.
2004 with North.
Oh,
okay.
We're getting closer. We're going back in time, but we're not quite there yet.
Okay. Anyway, Robert, thanks so much for listening. That opens up a line, 880-5678, 880-KNST. All right, let's do a little bit of a hint since we're getting close to the end of the show. It was before, let's just say, it was before 2000.
It was.
And the restaurant is sort of, you know, in the Ina
Northwest area.
Part of town. Now look at the lights flash up. People that, okay, we're going to go to line one. I think Dan might know the answer. Hey, Dan, what's the answer?
I would say 1996 at the Fox Theater.
1996 at the Fox Theater. Okay, well, no. But anyway, 96, you're very close. But anyway,
really?
Thanks so much for calling. That opens up a line, 880-KNST, 880-5678. Is George on the line? George, what's the answer, sir?
1998.
1998, Aaron?
You're right. What restaurant was it?
The Fox... Fox restaurant. I don't know what restaurant.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, okay. Well, gosh.
Well, you
got half
it a
of
big
it right.
Hint.
You gave the next caller a big hint. They owe you dinner at Sauce. Anyway, George, thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
That opens up line 880-5678. Okay, so we know the year was 1998. Fox Restaurants was founded in 1998, right here in Tucson. But we want to know what was the very first Fox restaurant. And we're going to go to Mike and see if he knows the answer. Hey, Mike, what say you? Hello, Mike.
Yes.
What's the answer?
The answer is 1999, and the restaurant is Fox. I'm sorry, North.
Okay. No. You know, we got the right answer in 1998. The previous caller is the right answer. That was the year, 98, but it was not North. But anyway, thank you so much for calling. That opens up a line, 880-KNST. How about another hint, Aaron Araujo? The restaurant is on... seeing how much time we have on the clock here.
Well, it's one of the four we have in Tucson. It's not North. It's not Sauce.
Okay, it's not North. It's not Sauce. It's not Blanco.
we can go there, sure.
Okay, we're going to see if Randy knows the answer. Randy, we know the Fox was created in 1998, but we don't know what was the first Fox restaurant. What was it, Randy?
I'm guessing Wildflower.
Ding, 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 ding,
oh,
ding,
Randy, we have a winner.
Come to Fox for dinner. Right.
Way to go, Randy. Now, let me ask you this. You don't work for Fox Restaurants, do you?
No, I do not.
I just need to be sure. Anyway, have you ever been to Sauce before, Randy?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, guess what? You get to go back again.
Awesome.
And you get to meet Aaron Araujo. I mean,
yes,
this is like
please.
Bonus day for you.
Doubly awesome.
Anyway,
yeah.
Randy, thank you so much. Congratulations. Stay on the line because Casey here at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to send that gift card to you in the mail.
Sounds great.
Thanks so much. Wow. A lot of callers. We finally nailed it. So 1998 with Wildflower.
With Wildflower, 15 years ago. They're actually celebrating, well, we as a company are celebrating our anniversary. They specifically have some great things going on to celebrate their 15 years on the market as well.
Wonderful. So. Well, congratulations to the 15th anniversary to our good friends from Wildflower. You know, I love Chef Omar Huerta. I think he is a culinary artist beyond.
I know you do.
let's just leave it at that right there. But let's make sure that all of our listeners know exactly where Sauce is located. Now, I know the mothership for you anyway in the Araujo household. You're over there in Campbell Plaza. Talk exactly about where that is and where the other sauces are.
Sure. So Campbell Plaza is on Campbell. It's between Glen and Fort Lowell on Blackledge. We are at the north side of the plaza on the east side of the street. So as you're driving north on Campbell, we'll be on your right-hand side as you pass by Albertsons. We have a second location, which is the original Sauce in Tucson at Oracle and Ina in the beautiful Casas Adobes Plaza. And our third location is located at Broadway, just west of Craycroft on Beverly in the Target Plaza Shopping Center as well.
There's a sauce, no matter where you are, there's a sauce that's convenient for you.
Absolutely.
Aaron Araujo, General Manager of Sauce Pizza and Wine in the Campbell Plaza Shopping Center, thank you so much for everything you do in this community, and thanks so much for bringing these great pies.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, Matt, for having me.
Gary Heinze, Tucson Night Out. Parting words, sir?
Plan your night out with Tucson Night Out.
Plan your night out at Tucson Night Out. Again, it's TucsonNightOut.com. We want to mention that all of this entire show, if you missed it at all, any part of it whatsoever, the entire show will be up on our website next week on TheMenuLive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Jerry Heinze and Aaron Araujo reminding you, if it's Saturday 4 to 5, it's on The Menu Live. Have a great weekend. See you at Sauce.